Jack Miller with us. He addressed the Moberly Rotary Club and the Top 10% Banquet the other night. And what's the main message you want to pass along to these kids? They're the best of the best.
We're going to talk about hard work. We're going to talk about opportunities that exist for them today. And even more important than all of those, having a moral compass and being guided by that moral compass as you continue to make decisions and grow in your careers and your life and as you make just decisions on a day-to-day basis.
And how important are those decisions? You made a lot of them over your life.
Well, not all decisions come out the way you maybe initially intend that they're going to come out, but you learn from those as well. And so having strong foundation, good morals, understanding that honesty and truth are fundamental principles that have to guide the decisions that we make will help propel people to the best future that they can have.
And how about how you respond to adversity? How key is that?
Well, it's good in the fact that it's good to have challenges in life, because as you overcome certain challenges early on in life, it prepares you to be able to handle more challenging situations that will confront you as you grow older and additional challenges in your life as you start your career.
Obviously, you've had a very successful career, but what did it mean for you when they said, how'd you like to come back and address this gathering at Moberly High School?
Well, it's an honor. I have fond memories of growing up in Moberly. I think it was a fantastic childhood for me. I enjoyed my education. I remember coming to this banquet when I was a kid, and the honor that it meant for me then, and even more so now as I come back as an adult.
Okay, how about True Media? Tell us a little bit about the company. What's the crux of what you do?
We're a media strategy and communications company. We help our customers connect to their customers. And after I went to school at the University of Missouri, I started our company in Columbia. And since then, we've grown. We have offices throughout the United States and Canada, and have spun off a variety of other companies outside of True Media beyond that. But I love the fact that we're still headquartered and our roots are still in Missouri. And we even have a couple of customers that are still here in Moberly that we work with. So my roots still are deep here in this area.
So what does the future hold for you and your family?
Well, I'm optimistic about the future. I mean, I certainly am a man of faith, and I believe that there's great things in store for all of us. But we've got to live our life the right way and work hard. So I'm excited about the opportunities that are in front of me, and my kids are both teenagers now, and they're in high school, so they're in a very similar situation that the kids are going to be in this room today, and got to make life choices, so it's fun to watch that and be a part of it and see them grow up.
Okay, so what did Moberly High School mean to you? Do you have any memories?
Well, I have a lot of great memories from a variety of reasons. I'm going to talk a little bit about it in my speech this evening. You know, my mom and dad were both public school teachers here in Moberly. As a matter of fact, they both met when they were early in their teaching careers at Moberly High School. So I actually wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for my parents. Or the Moberly school system, because had it not been for the Moberly school system, they would never have met, and thus I wouldn't be here. So I guess I owe probably more to the school district in Moberly than most people, first for hiring my parents and putting them together, giving them that opportunity to meet.
All right. Did you enjoy your time at the high school, though?
Oh, I did. I had a great time in high school. I had a great group of friends, and we have stayed friends even beyond graduation. And I have a great respect for the teachers that I worked with. I'm still engaged with some of those teachers. They were mentors for me. I have nothing but fond memories.
Jack, you mentioned something interesting. How important is faith to help guide people in their journey?
Well, for me, it's the crux of what I believe in, and it's how I make decisions in my life. I believe that there's a higher power, and there are principles and guidelines that we have to live our life by. And I think those principles and guidelines aren't just something that we have to that we have to live by on a personal basis. It also becomes the principles by which I run our companies by, and by, you know, which I try to interact with other people around us, and giving back. And we'll talk a little bit about that in the speech tonight too. Is as you have success in life, do you look behind your shoulder and help pull along those people who are behind you, and inspire others along the way?
All right. Hey, thanks so much for the time.
No problem. Thank you.
Jack Miller has joined us today on Quicksilent this morning.